This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
From the front line of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Well, it's another information overload on this Sunday, March 3rd, 2019, global broadcast. I'm your host, Alex Jones, here in studio. The conspiracy theories, the speculation, has already begun all over the Internet. Alex Jones trying to beat up Eddie Bravo, like I was joking in studio, I would do on Joe Rogan's record podcast last Wednesday. And no, I had a ruptured bicep. I had surgery scheduled for Friday. Going back 2 weeks ago, I had surgery Friday. It's supposed to be in a sling, but these modern systems actually have a plastic encasing, so I'm able to drive, you name it, thanks to the developments of science. So I'm doing good. Thanks for all your support. But no, Eddie Bravo did not do any backflip karate attacks on me or jujitsu, even though I'm sure he would have kicked my ass. I was joking when I said I'd beat him up if he kept denying that the government was killing babies after they were born. Eddie obviously knew that that was happening and was teasing me, and I figured it out halfway through, and it was basically WWE wrestling without any of the pre-preparation for it. It was like Andre the Giant and Hulk Hogan acting like they were fighting. It wasn't real, but everyone thinks that Eddie, you know, tore my arm out of socket, and that's not what happened. Actually, though, if you want to get incredibly technical before I get into all the crazy news, I went to a steakhouse with Joe after the record podcast, and my bicep was already really torn and ripped. And so we're walking out into this parking garage, and I stumble over one of those little dividers so your car doesn't drive over. And Joe, lightning fast reflexes, grabs my arm. It tore the bicep even worse, which is good, because then they can fix it even better. But if you technically want to get there, it wasn't Eddie did some backflip on me or some jujitsu move. It was Joe Rogan, but not intentional. But maybe it was karma. Maybe I went too far in my attacks on Joe. And so the next morning was all black and blue again. But luckily, I had surgery scheduled the next day. So it was all perfect. It all worked out. But that's what the doctor said. He said, once the main tendon blows, it all just starts ripping out. That's why you see old men like have a collapsed bicep a lot of times, and they call it the Popeye syndrome, where the muscle's way up here at the top because there's no tendons. That's basically what happened. So I've just spent 2-3 minutes on something that doesn't matter, but that's why I've got this giant cast. This is a modern cast. There's a cast under there. But again, it's plastic, so they can reset it. So that's what's going on here. Okay. We have a particularly important news day when we come back from break. And I'm just going to leave it at that. This is a CNS News, has links to AP, you name it. Health and Human Services, that's the federal government, extends contract to continue making humanized mice with aborted baby parts for another 90 days. So we'll be looking at all that and the fact that we've got Governor Northam continuing to defend keeping babies alive and harvesting their organs. That's our central big enchilada broadcast, the attack on the family, the attack on humans, this anti-human future the globalists are trying to build. Then that translates into the Canadian Supreme Court ruling, the government will take your children from you and forcibly sterilize them if they can trick them once to say they want to be transgender. So no age of consent. It's not a pervert, you know, regular child molester coming to your door. It's the government. They trick your 7, 8, 9, 10, 12-year-old, whatever the case is, to say they want to be other sex. They take you away from your parents and chop your huevos off. That is the Canadian Supreme Court. We'll get to all of that coming up. A lot of former top Olympians are coming out and saying that, you know, this is insane that men are now winning all the swimming, they're winning the wrestling, they're winning the races because they're men. They're men. You just say, oh, I'm a woman, and love me, and then they win all the races. Women are saying this is an attack on women existing. Yes, I'm glad women are now figuring that out. And then we've got the big enchilada first when we come back. A lot of top Democrats are coming out and endorsing Trump. There's almost no news coverage of it. Van Jones. We've got so many other people as well. John Stewart. That's straight ahead. What does this signify? The highlights of CPAC. Censorship in CPAC. It's a big broadcast. Stay with us.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Our government has been publicly funding human-animal hybrids for 40 years. But now, they're publicly putting it in the newspaper, and they've extended contracts to continue human-mice hybrids for organ harvesting. HHS extends contract to make humanized mice with aborted baby parts for another 90 days. We're going to be getting to that. And again, why do they do it? Because once they mix the genetics of an animal with a human, then they can say the human has no rights. And that's going to tie to Governor Ralph Northam, who said that they keep babies alive and harvest their organs. And when he got in trouble, they had it in his file that he was in blackface. They activated that to go ahead and distract from what he was doing at that point. So we're going to go behind the shadow government, behind the breakaway civilization here today to tell all that. Also, the Democrat Party, basically funded by the Chi-Coms, the globalists, and others, they have come out, and as I told you they would do, because they'd actually admitted this before, it was in more like party emails and communications that we got, but wasn't really publicly announced, but it was publicly admitted, to launch 80-plus investigations as soon as the Mueller report comes out, which is set to come out any day now. And then they're going to go after everybody under the sun, none of it Russia-related. Democrats prepare for end of Robert Mueller probe with new investigations. And then we've got the amazing speech, record-long, two-hour-plus speech of Trump at CPAC. Very eloquent, very powerful. Shows you how much energy this 72-year-old has. Then the bad side of that, Laura Loomer is joining us next hour. She's top story on right-hand side of RedReport.com. Investigative journalist, conservative. Laura Loomer got thrown out because she saw Oliver Darcy, the CNN thought police commissar, and she went over and said, how dare you brag, you take people off the internet. And he complained about her and had her thrown out. I mean, this guy is like God. No one watches him. No one likes him. But he wants your website, or you're taking off Twitter or Facebook or YouTube. It happens. I mean, the arrogance. And she politely talked to this slime bag. But Right Wing Watch, run by the Southern Poverty Law Center, an offshore criminal organization, complained about it, so she was thrown out. So she'll be joining us. That's all coming up. But the first big thing I want to get to is incredibly exciting. And I've been trying to really cogitate on it and figure out exactly what it means. And it's basically Democrats leaving the sinking ship, hedging their bets, having a pang of conscience, and realizing that they're really committed to a party of pure evil. But I'm going to cover it next segment because I need time. What am I talking about? I'm talking about Van Jones coming out and admitting that Trump's done a great job with criminal justice reform and that governors in Republican states are the only ones to be cutting crime while cutting prison populations and not giving black people longer sentences than white people. I mean, Van Jones finally either shows he's got a soul or he realizes that the Republicans and all the internal polling everywhere else are winning, and so now he wants to jump ship. Because when he said, oh, I'm not going to join your party yet, he signals he's about to become a Republican. Maybe it's bad to be a propagandist, a mercenary for the globalist. And then the left called for his destruction. He's a racist. He's a demon now for doing this. And then we got Jon Stewart. This got no attention. Jon Stewart came out and endorsed Trump for actually getting all the congressional fundings that had been bipartisanly blocked for decades to take care of the firefighters, police, and others who breathe the deadly dust. Hundreds of millions of dollars have been blocked from them. He endorsed Trump. That got zero attention. They didn't come out and demonize Jon Stewart. He said, he did a press conference. I want attention. I want out this to be out. Trump's doing a great job. No coverage. There's a lot of other examples of that. So Trump's doing a lot of stuff that is super revolutionary and incredibly common sense, but he's not getting any support for it. But those of us that have supported Trump doing the right thing, all we get is demonization and lies and attacks. I support the president, think he's done a great job in many ways. He's done a bad job on some things. Nobody's perfect. But when I went on Joe Rogan's podcast, that's now the second biggest in history, said to be the largest podcast in the world within about 3 days of current growth rates, it's up to about 20-something million views right now on iTunes and on YouTube, not to count other platforms. It's over 20 million right now. I just said I resent Trump because the way the media frames it, he becomes my identity. When I was promoting populism, nationalism, anti-globalism, free market systems before Trump ever rode it on the wave, I'm not against Trump. It's just that I'm not Donald Trump. And I don't mind being attacked for supporting Trump. It's just that I cover so many other things than what Trump's involved in. And the left thinks if they can destroy me, they destroy Trump, and they don't understand even what's going on. So that's coming up as well. But when we come back, I'll get into why I think Jon Stewart and Van Jones have endorsed Trump and said he's doing the right thing, and what I think that portends in the future. And then we're going to get into the really bad news. The Supreme Court of Canada has ruled that the state will take your children from you. England already does this. Many European states do it as well. If they can convince your autistic or mentally retarded child they're really a boy or girl when they're not, because they want the eugenicists back to Hitler want to sterilize mentally retarded or autistic kids. So they convince them and tell them they're stars if they get sterilized. And then they convince your mentally retarded child or autistic child to be sterilized. Then they're taken and sterilized, and the Supreme Court's ruled they can take your child and sterilize them, and you can't say anything. So it's serious eugenics, child abuse on record. We have the whole diagram, and it's just being done. We've turned our children over to the biggest predators in society, and it's a sin before God, and it's very, very dangerous. So that's coming up as well. And a lot of other clips I haven't mentioned, so that's what's happening today. That said, I have something very exciting to announce. You know, for over a year, I told you we were doing our last run of X2, the purest, cleanest, best iodine up until that point, because it's not out of the ocean like other iodines that are then bound to other compounds. It's pure deep earth crystals. You got to jump through DEA hoops because it's so pure, and they can use it as a derivative in drug manufacturing. Iodine is a key electrochemical processor in the body. You must have it to live, like oxygen or water. And So I played guts ball with the manufacturers and the people that develop it and bring it out. And it's been sold out for about almost 3 months. But we have now had the same company, the original X2, develop it again. And we were able to do the exact same formula. And so it'll be back within a week or so. If you want to pre-order X2, the ultimate iodine out there, learn about the iodine conspiracy, learn about IQs dropping when you don't have it, learn about how the other iodines are bound. Get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com. Pre-order it. You'll get it first. It'll be in a week. Ships out within a week and a half. Learn about the history of iodine, how iodine led to a 15-point higher IQ average once the government added a crappy type just to salt. It's something that's not often talked about by so-called mainstream experts, but the power of iodine is shown throughout modern history. So again, in the early 1920s, it was found that just adding iodine, the sea salt and iodine deficiency resulted in a staggering 15-point IQ increase. This is way beyond that. Find out the truth at InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com. X2 is back. Thousands and thousands of five-star reviews. X2 is back. Thank God. X3 is excellent as well. InfoWarsStore.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil.
We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Show John Stewart, the God, the Lord, the King of the Democrats, comes out and endorses Trump in Phoenix in front of a whole press conference almost a week ago, got no coverage except on Fox in Phoenix, and says Trump has done a great job of the Justice Department taking the hundreds of millions of dollars that both parties wouldn't give that was voted over a decade ago to the first responders, their families, those that died of cancer, those that have cancer from the World Trade Center attack. Because they never wanted to admit it, that Lower Manhattan got toxified. And Trump has turned that money loose, just like he's doubled the number of visits at the VA for veterans. Doesn't mean the VA's perfect, but Trump's really trying to fix the bureaucracy. And so John Stewart comes out and says, Trump's done a great job, and it gets zero attention except for Breitbart and Infowars.com and Fox News. In Phoenix. Even Fox News National that I know of didn't carry it. Why? Because they're not going to attack John Stewart. They're just going to ignore John Stewart. Here's that clip.
And I'm going to say this now. I hope are the cameras on? Is everybody on me? The Trump Justice Department is doing an excellent job administrating this program. The claims are going through faster and the awards are coming through. The Trump Justice Department, I don't know about anything else. I'm not going to comment on anything else.
But see, that makes John Stewart, whose brother is the head of the Dow Jones Industrial Average and very powerful, makes John Stewart the high authority. Like, he waves a wand. He tells you when Trump's good. But why is he doing it? Because all his peers and people around him know that Trump's trying to turn the U.S. economy on. They know he's trying to do a better trade deal with China. They know globalism's been one-sided about selling America out, about conquering us, about bringing us to heel. So he understands where the tea leaves are, and he's starting to jump ship. Now let's move on to Van Jones. Van Jones is a big Black Lives Matter guy. Why, he says when cops get shot, you know, it's their fault because they're racist. Van Jones is the guy caught peddling division in this nation, caught doing all sorts of evil things. So why would he suddenly go to CPAC and say that, well, it's Republican governors that are actually cutting prison populations and lowering crime by keeping hardened criminals and releasing nonviolent criminals? So the old model is fill up the prisons with lots of people, take nonviolence, turn them into violence by getting trained by hardened criminals. How about we just keep real hardened criminals, bank robbers, murderers, child molesters, rapists, and let other people nonviolent go? Well, a bunch of Republican states have done that, and they've lowered crime, and they've lowered the prison population, and they saved money. So Van Jones comes out and says, wow, you've stolen my identity. You've stolen my position. You've stolen my issue. But wait, Van Jones, you're just an idiot. It was the Republicans that passed the Civil Rights Act. It was Republicans that always tried to do prison reform. It was the Clintons in 94 that got the crime bill passed that gave blacks triple the sentence of whites and funded federalization of prisons to build all these prisons. So you're acting like, oh, Republicans have just gotten smart. And they're just now doing the right thing. No, you're part of the KKK party. You're part of the party where Hillary said blacks are animals that have to be brought to heel, super predators. You're part of the party of the KKK. Doesn't mean Republicans haven't been blue bloods and establishment like the Bushes and gone along with it. But you don't sit up there when the Republicans do the right thing and then wave a wand and go, well, it's Christians and it's libertarians in the party. Yeah, you know who we are. We have a soul. We're not for sale. You're for sale. You're for the Democrats. And you know Democrats are waking up, so you want to come and act like you wave the wand and say, you Republicans are pretty good on this. And we go, oh, thank you, sir. Thank you. When you never did anything to actually criticize who did it or what happened, you're on the tit of Hillary Clinton. You're in bed with her. Hell, it's in the WikiLeaks that she wants race war and racial division. And as soon as those orders went out 4 years ago, you went out and doubled down your racial crap. So here's why Van Jones is doing it. Van Jones has had his ass handed to him. He knows demographically double the number of blacks are voting Republican now. Double the number of Hispanics. They're panicking. And he's saying to the Democrats, why the hell did you give up this issue? The Republicans have absolutely pincer attacked us and are exposing us. What are you doing? And Hillary just thinks if they, and Maxine Waters and Pelosi, if they just intensify racial division, people will hear about race, 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 and not actually see where people are getting screwed over. So it's a test of the minorities. I think you're smart. Trump thinks you're smart. Are you smart? Are whites smart? Are real liberals smart? Enough to know that the racial games that have been played could come to an end if we want to do it. Here's Van Jones at CPAC.
Here's the deal. The conservative movement in this country, unfortunately, from my point of view, is now the leader on this issue of reform in that you look at Mississippi, a rock rib, totally conservative, former jailer is the governor there, Governor Bryant. Governor Bryant has cut the prison population and crime at the same time. Deal in Georgia cut the prison population and crime at the same time. Rick Perry cut the prison population, prison expenditures, and crime at the same time. Ohio, South Carolina, what you're seeing now are Republican governors being tough on the dollars, tough on crime, and shrinking prison populations and showing the rest of the country that it can be done. Now, my problem is I now have a conservative movement that for libertarian reasons, for Christian conservative reasons, and for fiscally conservative reasons, is actually doing a great job on what should be my issue. This is supposed to be my issue. You are stealing my issue. So,
they're welcoming you.
Keep going. Look, I'm gonna stay in my party. But what I want to say, but take some dadgum credit for being smart. I've never seen a bird fly with only a left wing. I've never seen a bird fly with only a right wing. Not even in Mississippi. We need each other.
So that's Van Jones realizing that he has no moral support for what he's done. He wants to act like he was actually fighting for all that when he was actually covering up for all that. He realizes that he's being circumnavigated. He realizes he's being outflanked. And so now all he can do is sit up like a moral authority and go, you've done the right thing. But when he did that, everything from USA Today, the New York Times, the Washington Post said Van Jones is done. He's a racist. He's a white supremacist. I mean, the articles are up on InfoWars.com. That's the craziest. But let me tell you, the stuff we're seeing out of Jon Stewart, stuff we're seeing out of Van Jones is rats leaving the sinking ship. And it shows they understand what's happening. Trump's trying to end all these illegal wars. Democrats want them. Trump's trying to stop the child kidnapping and pedophile rings. Trump's trying to stop one-sided trade deals. And the Democrats, because they're bought and paid for by foreign powers, stand firmly against it. Firmly against it.
I've been doing a lot of research into Google and YouTube censorship, and I've noticed that there's one type of video that is the most censored, the most buried, the most suppressed. And that's the videos where you saw in 2016 election night all the arrogant leftist authoritarians like the Young Turds and others get so butthurt when Trump won. They don't want us to have that victory. They don't want us to remember what political action did. And that's why the globalist, Hillary and others, are trying to shut InfoWars down. This is a fight about taking your speech away, not just my speech, about taking your very sovereignty away. This country is in a war. So again, I want to thank you for what you've done, but I want to remind you, if you don't spread the articles and videos, and if you don't financially get the great products we have and fund us, and the 360 win, we're dead in the water. I'm in your hands. You're in my hands. InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Riders on the storm. Riders on the storm. Into this house we're born. World we're thrown like a dog without a bone and actor out alone. Riders on the storm. There's a killer on the road. His brain is squirming like a toad.
All right, coming up in the next segment, I'm going to get into the Supreme Court of Canada, and this is all unified worldwide, so it's coming here next, saying the state will take your child, if they're autistic or mentally retarded especially, when the government convinces your kid at school that they're another sex, they sign a piece of paper, the age of consent's gone, just like, you know, we had it for pedophiles and perverts. Now, the state's the pedophile, it's the pervert. It convinces your mentally retarded child that they're going to have their balls chopped off, or if they're a woman, they're going to be injected with testosterone, and it's done. It's horrible. It's predatory. Our government's shot up people from Canada to Brazil with live syphilis. That's who runs our governments. Criminals get in there. They crave power. And now they're going to come and they're going to fry them with hormones and they're going to chop their testicles off. And you're going to love it and you're going to thank them for doing it. And top Olympian women are saying men are taking over all the sports and women's sports. Well, they're getting in trouble. Those are women. No, they're not, but it's the total societal takeover. It's all up on InfoWars.com. It's all about depopulation. It's all about total control. It's all smiley-faced leftist cult members who want your children, and they will get them. Biological men are dominating women's sports. Here's a Caitlin Bennett report at InfoWars.com. Shows men, obviously with wigs, beating women at basketball.
What you just saw is the future that liberals want in women's sports. So there's a huge problem in women's sports right now, and it's all because of the ridiculous social justice agenda that has been shoved down our throats for the last 5+ years. We're told we have to accept things that we know aren't true, like that this 41-year-old man is actually a 6-year-old girl. Or that this girl is actually a real cat. We are told to abandon science and forget everything we know is true and regard men as women and women as men. Well, now we have actual men beating actual women in their own sports. And it's very progressive.
And again, we make jokes of this. It's a big guy running over girls in basketball.
It's been an issue for a few years now, but you probably didn't know because why would the liberal mainstream media put out that their social justice feminism campaign backfired? And now men are dominating women's sports. That would be rather embarrassing for them.
How you doing?
In 2017, a male entered a wrestling tournament. And when I say male, I mean female. And this is so confusing. So let's step back for a second. This female is taking testosterone to transition into a male, but is still competing in women's wrestling. She ended up winning the state title undefeated. Last year, she did the exact same thing. So basically, a woman taking testosterone injections, who demands to be called a boy, just won a statewide wrestling title against other women for the second time. In March 2017, a 39-year-old male decided he was going to be a female, and he won his first international women's weightlifting title, all while breaking 4 national records in the process. Something tells me he couldn't win in men's sports, so he had to go over to female sports.
I'm going to win the women's championship.
You're not even a woman.
What'd you say?
In October of 2018, a biological male became the first ever transgender world champion in a women's cycling event. Look at this photo. That is obviously a dude. Come on. Just last week, 2 biological men won first and second place at a girls' track and field championship in Connecticut. They took first and second place. What's more alarming than this is that according to the Gateway Pundit, Connecticut is one of 17 states that allows transgender athletes to compete without any type
of... I love the mental illness.
So that basically means they can just call themselves a female and be allowed to compete. Nothing has to change
about that. That's right, total mental illness.
Vitamin surgery and no hormonal treatments.
You got to see the video of your radio listener. It's up on InfoWars.com.
Oh, champions. Are you ready to lose?
It's the guy and the girl are about to race, but he's got a big wig on, so it's okay.
Oh, no, you're not.
Biological men are dominating women's sports. Infowars.com.
I've been a woman for 2 days.
What a champion.
Men to win the championship in Connecticut then had the nerve to suggest that girls have an advantage over him. So instead of these two men competing against the boys, they magically get to call themselves girls and win championships.
It's ma'am!
Feminists should be outraged over this, because instead of empowering female athletes, two boys just stole a girls' championship from actual females. This can only mean that one day, they will be taking scholarships from them too. Thankfully, some female athletes are starting to speak out. One of the girls who just lost to these men told Laura Ingram that it's very frustrating. She said, "We are not physically able to be competitive against someone who is biologically a male." Duh. In fact, she admitted that everyone in the race already expected to lose to these two men. The girl said, "Well, we all know the outcome of the race before it even starts. It's demoralizing." This is simple science. Men have higher bone density, larger muscles, and higher testosterone levels. Men are different than females. And that's why they were the hunters, they were the caretakers, and they're the providers in a family. If you thought it would stop there, you're dead wrong. Now the Olympics is trying to allow men to compete in women's sports. In prior Olympics, transgendered athletes were able to compete if they had gender reassignment surgery and underwent 2 years of hormone replacement therapy. As if chopping off your ding-dong suddenly makes you a woman. But now, under their new proposed rules, they will be able to compete after just 1 year of hormone replacement therapy and without having to have surgery. This means that literal men with wieners still swinging between their legs will be able to compete against women at the Olympics.
Total breakdown of society by design.
I can only imagine how many failed athletes who have aspired to become Olympians would now call themselves female for a year just so they can live out their dreams.
Not good.
And it's very progressive. These people are less than 0.6% of the population in America. Yet 100% of America's population is supposed to succumb to their rules, their truths, and their demands. Leftists, you wanted this. And now it's time to own up to it. You don't care about women, and if you claim you do, you will fix this. Otherwise, it's only a matter of time until LeBron James actually comes out like this for real, so he can finally get as many championship rings as Michael Jordan.
But see, we say it's up to them to fix it. They create the crisis to offer the solution. This is a plan to wreck the family, just like AOC says. Stop having kids. Don't have kids. We can't kill your babies in the womb. We're going to make them autistic with chemicals out of the womb and then sterilize them. It's about sterilizing people. It's about depopulation. It's about sabotaging culture. It's in the WikiLeaks. It's their plan. And if we won't protect our children from these monsters, we won't do anything. They've got the governor of Virginia saying, let's kill babies after they're born, and New York passed the law. They want to murder your children. They want...
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
You know, the worst part about getting old, and I'm still strong at 45, is that I won't be there for my children someday. That's why I need to make them strong now. Now I can be there for my children. Now I can make them strong. Now I can instruct them. Now I can teach them what I've learned. But not once I'm gone. You think of this digital age, your word's gone forever, but now they're even better at getting rid of what you said than they were before. It's so much easier to burn video or text or languages now that we have high-tech book burning, isn't it? But I have joined my will to the resistance. I can't be destroyed now. As long as I realize I've done right, and as long as the people know the truth, and you can't be destroyed either. As long as you bind yourself to something and commit to it and go through the fire for it, there is a magic that then takes place that transcends space and time. When you commit, be it word of mouth or to pray for us or to spread our articles and videos, that overrides everything the enemy's doing. So please now commit to support InfoWars however you can, and realize your provision to InfoWars is your own provision.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Why do you think California would pass a law that if you misgendered someone, some guy looks like a linebacker walks in and he has a pink shirt on, so you say, what would you like, buddy? Oh, it's ma'am! I'm going to kick your ass! It's ma'am! It's ma'am! Coming through the wall of that axe and the shining, it says, man, hello, it's Jimmy Carson, Johnny Carson. This is all part of the plan. Show that when they've got human-animal hybrids and they're harvesting babies' organs and they've got new humanoids that have three fathers and three mothers and all these new weird things they're designing that you accept it all because you were taught in 2015, 16, 17, 18, 19 that the word mother and father was bad. And that you could have men taking over in the Olympics, all the different, the high jump, the long jump, the 100-yard, the mile. And it's like, but they're women. They say they are. And so all these new humanoids they're going to dump out, why, they're human too. And, oh, they're saying robots are going to have rights and AI is going to have rights. You're all being taught to be replaced. You're all being taught you have no basic freedoms. You're being taught you have no free speech. The existing order is being overthrown by megacorporations that, just like Monsanto, created the Terminator genes and the Terminator seeds, where the seeds don't produce more plants later. They work one time and that's it. You got to go back to Monsanto to get it. And that's where we're going with humans, where we're totally sterilized, dehumanized, poisoned and attacked. But if we give up our humanity to big tech, to big pharma, to big genetic engineering, they can fix all the problems they're engineering. That's the takeover plan. And we're so confused that all our kids are taught, you're a boy, you could be a girl. You're a girl, you could be a boy. Be loving. Let the government teach your kids they're another sex. Let the government take your kids away and sterilize them, like the Supreme Court of Canada just ruled. And the father says, I think my daughter's mentally ill. I don't want the state to take my underage daughter and sterilize her. You tell her that she's not a boy one time, you're arrested. Imagine if some pervert told your daughter that, but it's the state, so it's okay. The same state bringing in radical Islam and doing all of this. So that's the reality. This is the takeover, because they know we don't want communism. They know we don't want pedophilia. They know we don't want socialism. They know we don't want what they're putting on us, so they make it illegal. And they shovel it in our face, and they say the most radical, sickening, evil things. Like the governor of Virginia going, I believe we should pass a law New York did. We keep the baby alive, and we do what we want with it, so it's good after it's born. Because they're already keeping them alive, and they've been caught. So now they've got to normalize them and go, of course we keep them alive. But I want to shift gears here. And I've got some solutions next hour, Laura Loomer, thrown out of CPAC for talking to Oliver Darcy, the CNN censor. He's just a royal god. You don't even talk to him. The Republicans bow. Oh, CNN, oh, your lordships. Because they're the Republican establishment. They all come out of the same swamp that worships authority and the system. But let's go to this Mark Dice report on Millie Weaver, InfoWars.com reporter, and the long, hour-long interview with Brian Stelter. But it tells you so much in the interview. I've got several coming up, not just this one, where he's like, you know, I'm really busy, but I can talk to you for a minute. But, you know, we only ban people off my Twitter who are trying to get famous off of me. And it's such a telltale thing, he says, as if he's the arbiter of who's famous. He's the arbiter. His show on the weekend doesn't have 200,000 viewers. He is a total failure, a New York Times propagandist, a fake news king, universally reviled, has no viewers, worse ratings on CNN, and he claims Mark Dice, who has videos with 20 million views, 30 million views, average video, 500,000 views, does 4 or 5 videos a day, that Mark Dice, a media analyst, a degree journalist in your system, that Mark Dice, you blocked him on Twitter because he wanted your fame. No, he was debating you with disinfo and how you were calling for me to be banned. And so he said, hey, I challenge you, but because as a man, you're not a man, and you couldn't deal with that challenge. And as you said, Alex Jones is a virus and a disease that must be banned. When someone challenges you on that, you say, oh, I only blocked Mark Dice because he wanted my fame. No, you want everyone else shut down so you think then you'll get fame. No one likes you, Brian. You're a little delusional fop, a fraud. You're a little red tie up in front of a bunch of leftist, lobotomized zombies trying to act cool. Here he is.
Well, CNN's Brian Stelter tried his hand at stand-up comedy the other day. He gave a lecture at Kent State University on media ethics. This is a guy whose weekend show is called Reliable Sources. After his lecture was over, Millie Weaver, a lovely reporter for InfoWars.com, decided to ask him some questions.
Hey, Brian.
Okay.
So why did you block Mark Dice on Twitter?
First of all, hi.
Hi.
Thank you for asking the question.
Millie Weaver.
Brian.
Yeah.
They're going to kick us out in a couple minutes, but I'm happy to talk.
Okay, sure.
But I do want to say hi to everybody else, too.
Can you give you that close?
Oh, thank you.
Just some ideas for your show.
Thank you.
So, why did you sometimes
I block people because they're trying to gain fame and stature just by making silly jokes and attacks. So it's not worth it.
He already has a big following, though.
Yeah. He's okay. I think his videos are funny.
You think you like his parents? Of you?
I've only lost a couple, but they're pretty funny.
Yeah. Okay, so...
Look at how uncomfortable he is. Millie, you're going to give the poor guy nightmares about me. Brian, if you think my voiceovers of you are funny, then why did you block me? You need to man up, bro, and get a sense of humor. Sounds to me like you're jealous that I'm just one guy on a laptop in my kitchen who's getting a quarter of the viewers of CNN's primetime shows. Millie went on to ask him why, if he supports the First Amendment and the rights of journalists, would CNN lobby the social media companies to get them to ban Alex Jones?
Do you think that Twitter should unban Alex Jones and InfoWars?
I don't know. I think it's a really complicated subject. I'm not sure what the right answer is.
Journalism, though.
I'm
aren't
concerned
you against
about the slippery slope.
Censorship? How is there... What if that slippery slope went against you, Brian?
First of all, I love your photos. I think it's very smart that you built that for viral following.
What about the question? Answer the question. What if that slippery slope went against you? What if you were the thing?
But that's why I said I don't have a...
That's a really good question.
I don't know.
Very good topic.
If Facebook is the right thing or not.
So
that's not for me to decide.
But CNN
that's for
has
Facebook.
Called for...
That's for Facebook.
CNN has called for some social media sites to crack down on InfoWars and Alex
CNN
Jones.
Has not called for that.
They have.
CNN
Oliver
has
Darko has.
So I think what Oliver did that was so smart was he just asked a really simple question. Do these pages violate your misinformation policy? And so that's actually Facebook's responsibility, not CNN's.
What a snake.
I think what Oliver Darcy did was really smart.
Oliver Darcy's the weasel who literally led the campaign to pressure the social media companies to ban Alex Jones by constantly tattling on him for what he was posting. Things got even worse for Brian when he was asked why he blocked me on Twitter again, this time by Caitlin Bennett. She's the girl whose graduation photo from Kent State went viral because she was posing with an AR-15.
Do you get mad at Mark Dice often?
Robert Mueller, what's that?
Do you get mad at Mark Dice often?
I don't...
Why'd you block him?
So... I
and then complain to Jack, the CEO of Twitter, that he was bullying you.
Not only is she asking him about why he blocked me on Twitter, but she's sticking an InfoWars microphone right in his face. He's going to cry himself to sleep tonight for sure.
If you want to say one thing to Mark Dice, what would it be?
I don't know Mark Dice.
So you don't know who Mark Dice is?
I didn't say that. I said I don't know Mark Dice personally.
If you had to say one thing to him, what would it be?
So, again, very clever stunt. I love the game. I think you're very good at the game. So I respect the player. I also respect his funny videos. I've watched a couple of them. I'm sure he'll dub this one also. It's funny. It's not journalism. I don't care much about it, but it's funny.
What I do is not journalism. I happen to have a bachelor's degree in communication from California State University. I'm a credentialed media analyst, just like you. Except I decided to keep my integrity and be independent while you went to work for CNN.
The president is constantly lying and spreading conspiracy theories every day. It's getting worse.
Prove that you're a bigger man than Jim Acosta, who blocked me after I sent him this Scooby-Doo meme about who's really behind the fake news. If you really do think that my videos are funny, you gotta unblock me, bro, and we can be Twitter friends. I even dedicated a whole chapter in my best-selling book, The True Story of Fake News, to your network.
When we come back, folks, we'll start the next hour. Lauren Limmer's coming up. The DNC just admitted they staged a false flag against themselves with Russian bots.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state
state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins.